intention, interior trucking companies. If you are relying on facility insurance, you could be overpaying. Reduce your insurance cost by $10,000 or more per truck. And good news, we accept drivers with only 1 year of experience. To learn more, just send us text by typing insurance to 365-364-0714. Thank you.
Hey, good day, and thanks for joining us here on the Trucking Risk and Insurance Podcast, where there's all kinds of great information we share about trucking, trucking risk, and trucking insurance. And today, we've got a great guest. We've got the one and only Mother Trucker. Yes, that's what her name is, Hope Zavara. And she is the creator of Mother Trucker Yoga. You can do it in your truck. You can do it in a sleeper. You can do it in a cab. You can do it outside. You can even do it at home if you want, nonetheless. But we're going to have a little fun chatting with Hope, the mother trucker of all yogas. So stay tuned.
This is going to be a fun conversation.
Hope Zavara, Mother Trucker Yoga, is on the show. Welcome, Hope.
Welcome. I'm happy to be here. It's going to be a good day.
Woohoo! Isn't every day we wake up a good day?
Absolutely. I'm just glad I'm alive on many occasions.
Johnny, good morning, Johnny.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Good morning, Hope. Hey, I'm looking forward to this because I'm hoping to learn something new today.
Well, Johnny, you and I are both of the shape that we should be doing yoga.
Yes. Yes, because somebody told me I should get into shape, and I said, I am round. Round is a shape, is it not? Like, you know, come on, like that works. So, but apparently that's not what they meant. So Hope is here to tell us what we should be doing and maybe even what we shouldn't be doing. Who knows?
Well, I'm excited for this conversation, guys. Full disclosure, I have no idea which direction this conversation is going to go, but we're just going to roll with it and just see what happens and have a good time.
We're going to start off by asking you questions about your book, because you've written a book. And my first question is yoga and trucking. Why did you target trucking?
That's a great question. Well, I have a background in yoga and functional movement. I actually had a yoga studio for about 14, 15 years here in Wisconsin. And I was just looking for more. I was looking to serve a more in need population. I kind of felt like what I was doing, I kind of did everything, checked all the boxes, and was just like, all right, universe, you know, show me where I belong next. Show me where I should go next. And I went to a local business mixer here in my small hometown, Wisconsin, with my husband. He's in local politics. And I showed up at this place and started talking to this guy I never met. Sounds a little bit like a pickup line, but I'm happily married, I swear. And I start pitching him yoga, corporate yoga, because that's partly what I did at the time. And he looked at me and said, do you have anything for truck drivers, like in the cab of the truck? Now, I think I'm funny sometimes. And I threw up my hands and I was like, Mother Trucker Yoga. Just to get it out. It was a random, like, I mean, things come out of my mouth sometimes and I don't think. And that just was like the first thing that came out of my mouth. Yeah. And he looks at me and says, that's brilliant. You want to go into business together? And so we shook on it, a 20-minute conversation. And the next morning he called me up. He says, are we doing this? We both did some research. And no one was serving drivers the way I knew that they could be served and should be served in the health and fitness sector. And we started a business from scratch. And 4 months later, we launched it at Louisville's Truck Show in 2018. And then a year later, I bought him out of the business because I was really the one doing everything. Although he was in trucking and he kind of opened the door for me. And now I've been doing this ever since and I haven't looked back.
Cool. Jeez, that's quite a start off, isn't it?
You know, purely business perspective, I think a lot of people are given opportunities in life, but they don't take them. They overthink them. Yep. They think that'll never work. That's too far outside of the box. Like, no, that's, you know, whatever. And imagine if more people would just jump on opportunities. My mentality is always, what's the worst that could happen? It doesn't work. And so far, 4 years later here, it's been working pretty well.
Sweet. Good deal. Well,
and not just 4 years later, you've since the launch of in 2018, you wrote a book.
I wrote a book. I came out with a pain relief cream. We're doing lots of different stuff. So really, I wrote this book, Trucking Yoga, Simple Fitness for the Long Haul, because my drivers kept asking me for more resources. I have a video membership site with 200 plus videos all shot in the cab of the truck. So exercises drivers can do in the driver's seat, lot while driving, in the sleeper and outside the rig in minutes a day. So although you're thinking yoga, really this isn't what most people would think yoga is. This isn't me teaching drivers Warrior II out on a yoga mat in a parking lot, but rather what we can learn from yoga, what we can learn from mindfulness, from the need to be stretching and increase mobility, improve posture, things like that. Because the number one thing I see from drivers, and I work with drivers, average age is, 50 plus, is they're stiff. Their bodies hurt. They have bad backs, bad knees. And although the idea of running laps around your truck or being the fittest trucker and doing a million pushups is a cool idea, I don't see many truckers out there doing that. And I'm really interested in the driver that is not interested in health yet. I'm interested in the driver that doesn't think being healthy and being a trucker can go together. Those are the drivers that I want to work with. And although there are other people in the industry, there seem to be more focused on the drivers that are already interested in health, that are already doing these things, or that want to achieve a fitness goal. I'm looking for the drivers, men and women, but mainly men I work with, that they don't think health is an option. And so this is why this book came along, because drivers kept asking me for more physical resources. And so I wrote a book really focusing on the top things that I talk about in the trucking industry when it comes to health and fitness. So posture, the four essential movements everyone needs to be doing to age healthy. That's not just a truck driver, you guys. And then more than 60 exercises that drivers can do in minutes a day from the driver's seat, from the sleeper, and right outside the truck. And it's working. I mean, my goal was I want a driver to pick this up at a truck stop or to order this off our website or Amazon or wherever and go, I could do that. And so we had a killer illustrator, draw these images of different men and women. So hopefully my goal is that a driver will see themselves in this book and go, I could do that. And really trying to make fitness, yoga, health less scary and less intimidating and feeling like, unless I'm this, I can't do this. Outside of trucking, for years I heard people saying, I need to get in shape first. So explain to me what you're going to do exactly to get in shape, to get in shape. What I mean? It's just kind of this like backwards thinking.
Exactly, exactly.
Repeat your target market one more time.
Well, primarily truck drivers, obviously, but I'm really interested in the truck driver that doesn't look at themselves as healthy, that may not have ever been interested in health. Maybe they've never exercised before. They're dedicated to their career. I tend to work with a lot of mainly men that are at that like 50-year mark. And now with, trucking, having an infiltration of new drivers, I mean, my age ranges are everywhere, but the majority of drivers I work with think that they can't be healthy and be a truck driver simultaneously because their idea of healthy is getting to the gym all the time, exercising, eating kale 24/7. And these are not the things that I promote. I actually don't promote exercise really at all, which is kind of an interesting thing because it's not always possible for a driver. What I promote is everyday life movement. What I promote is making healthy choices. And I would be a hypocrite if I would say to a driver, you should never eat sugar. You should never drink a soda. You should never eat fast food. Like, that's just, I mean, there are people out there that live that lifestyle, and that's cool. Yeah. But I don't think that's practical or sustainable for a trip driver.
It's not realistic. Yeah.
But if I can show them how to make better choices, like eat this and you can still have this, or do this movement in 3 minutes and your back pain is gone, Because pain, if you know anything about having pain in your body, it's like a wheel. So if I wake up and my back is hurting, now I'm thinking I hate life. And if I'm thinking I hate life, I go into the truck stop at noon to get lunch. And then I'm like, well, I hate life. You know, everything is horrible. Well, I'm going to order a double Big Mac and give me extra fries and the largest Coke you got. And then you eat that and you feel like crap. So then you just sit longer and you think, well, I'm not even going to get out and do anything because my life sucks. And then you wake up and you do it the next morning. But what if?
Yeah.
What if there was a way where you could wake up in the morning and go, man, my back is a little stiff. I'm going to do that one move that Hope taught me, and I'm going to do that. And then your back pain is gone. And then you're driving along and you think, wow, like, look at those beautiful trees. Like, life is good. I get to live this life every day. And then you get out of your truck and you're like, I'm going to like walk a little bit. And then you walk into the truck stop and you're like, life is good. I'm going to get a bottle of water instead of a soda today. And maybe I'm going to, I don't love salad, but I know I should eat it. I'm going to get that and a burger, but I'm not going to get the double Big Mac. And then you get into your truck and you're like, life is good. I'm going to do that other stretch Hope taught me, or do some breathing so I can sleep better. And then that's the cycle that repeats itself. That's what I want for drivers. That is what health and fitness looks like to me. Is I've worked with the people that, you know, run for 20 miles a day, but then do nothing the rest of the day. You guys, that's not health. Wake up. That's not being fit. That's just as bad as not doing anything at all. I want to bridge that gap.
Yep. Yep. Makes sense. So you're talking to a couple of old truck drivers now, but we know there's a lot more older truck drivers out there. And well, young at heart, young at mind, but old on the, never mind. Let's leave it alone. Anyway, but so, you know, I'm thinking here in my mind, I used to drive a truck for 20 years. And you know what? I stretched every day. Yeah. I got up off the bed. I bent over. I put my pants on. You know, these are stretches. I'm sure they are. And then, well, I had to get out of the truck and I'd hang onto the steering wheel and I'd hang onto the side bar and whatnot. And I'd stretch to get down, reach the next footstep. And, you know, I was good. So what are you offering me that I wasn't already doing anyway?
Hold it, Johnny. In the book, Hope tells me I've been putting my shoes on wrong.
Because I've been putting my shoes on since I was about like a year and a half old.
Well, so, exactly. You know. And so one of the things I wanted to ask Hope was, well, how can I put my shoes on wrong? I usually put the right foot on first, but sometimes I mix it up.
Yeah. Got to have variety.
Isn't that a stretch?
Yeah.
It is. It is a stretch. Well, and John, to your notion, that's exactly what I want drivers doing. But what if there was a way to insert more movement in? So when you're getting into the truck, yeah, you're holding on to the, I call it the OSHIT bar, and grab that and do a little calf stretch, sink your heel down, do that each side 30 seconds. Then get into your truck. Well, when you put your seatbelt on, most of the time we just grab it and click it. But what if you make that into a more of a twist and then go the other way as well? What about when you're driving and your back starts feeling stiff and you start doing what we call a pelvic tilt, where you arc and rock your back, and you do that every 30 minutes? I mean, you're not doing anything else. And so start setting a timer and doing these little things, simple stuff, rolling your ankles, rolling your wrists, rolling your shoulders. I know this seems so simple, silly, almost stupid, but our joints, it's a use it or lose it. And so when we move our joints, we lubricate them. And as we age, what do we stop doing? We stop moving. We stop reaching overhead. We stop twisting our body. We stop squatting down as low as we can to the ground. And that's really what deters us from aging healthy. Yeah. It's not the fact that we go to yoga once a week, although that's noble and you totally should. I'm promoting that 100%. Yeah. But if you're not doing anything else throughout your whole day, that is a drop in the bucket. And out of 24 hours, what if you wake up in the morning and you do 5 minutes of stretching and movement or core work or whatever it is in your sleeper before you got out of bed? And then, you know, you make it a point where you're doing your pre-trip track, walk an extra one or two laps around your truck. You guys, no one's going to know what you're doing. Like, if you're worried about other drivers seeing you and looking silly, it just looks like you're walking around your truck. And so what if you do those types of things? What if when you're filling up with fuel, you know, you squat down a couple times? It's just going to look like you're looking under your truck. Or when you tie your shoe, put your foot up on the step of the truck and lunge into your hip a few times. that those things all add up. So by the end of the day, you may have moved or exercised 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes where most people are like, I'm going to exercise for 30 minutes. They put that movement in a box and they put it on a shelf and they put a timestamp on it. And then that time comes along and they're like, yeah, I'm tired. My favorite show's on. You know, it's just not good weather outside right now. You know, my foot's hurting a little bit. I need to call my aunt, sister's, uncle's dog's wife. Like, I can't do that. And so then we don't do those things.
No.
My whole thought is stop putting movement in a box. Stop putting these precursors that it has to be this way. And so when I'm talking with drivers, I want to open their minds up to the fact that you don't have to be the fittest person to live a healthy life. And you don't have to exercise in the gym. Now, TA Petros across the country have fitness centers. Use them. Oh, cool. You know, I did a whole campaign with TA in late 2019, early 2020, before the pandemic, and going to truck stops promoting driver health and wellness. And it was amazing to me how many drivers were like, oh, I don't have anywhere to do it. And I'm like, you do know that right in there is a fitness center, right? Like nobody's in there. Like you're telling me you don't have a safe place or no space, like right in there. Would you like me to take you and show you where this is? And so I think we've just come into this habit of telling ourselves the story, and we all do it. It's not just truck drivers. We all have the story we tell ourselves about the life that we live so that we don't have to make change. But here is what I know to be true. I'm a recovering addict. I've been in recovery for between 10 and 15 years, you know, depending on what you consider starting and successful. So any recovering addict knows that first day you try to step into recovery is not successful. But one thing I've learned is that if you want something different than what you have, you have to do something different than what you've been doing. And that different is often scary. And the only reason it's scary is because you've never done it before. It's not predictable. You don't know what the outcome is going to be. But I've trained myself, and I want to train my drivers to realize that's the key to life, though. That's the key to happiness, to health, to weight loss, to dropping your numbers with your blood sugar or your blood pressure. Like, if you want a different thing, you have to do something different, period. And my whole philosophy is 1%. What if every single day you just did one thing different? At the end of a year, that's 365 days. That's 365% better than what you were the year prior, just by making one change.
Right.
That's realistic. Like that's approachable and that's achievable. Like let's start there.
Well, I was going to say one of the biggest dilemmas that we have, and I'll be honest here and transparent. I used to do this. I'm a truck driver. I got to go. I ain't got time for any of this crap. This malarkey you're telling me, Hope, is like, God, when am I got time for that? Because, you know, I've got 11 hours to drive in the U.S. I got 13 hours I can do in Ontario, and I'm going to max everything I possibly can. And then all the stupid hours of service rules forced me to shut down for 10 hours, and I just, what am I going to do in 10 hours for crying out loud? But we don't think, because we think, wow. Well, I only need 8 hours sleep. See, some of us can luckily get away with less than that. Some of us, you can't even do more than six. But you've got all this other time that people need to start realizing, I could do some of those exercises then. I could do that in the morning, you know, get up a little earlier, go to bed a little earlier, or maybe I could stretch before I go to bed, you know. But to kind of go backwards a minute here, one of the things, and, you know, I don't know how many old doctors I've had tell me this, is, well, if it hurts, don't do that. You know, so I tried to do a stretch, get up there, reach it. Oh, that hurts. Oh, okay. I'm not going to do that anymore. You know, when really I probably need to stretch more to get that to lubricate up, get that working so that it doesn't hurt me anymore.
Yes.
So anyway, so I just wanted to say that, but I really want to know, what are we doing wrong to put our shoes on?
Okay. So first, and then I'm going to give you the secret. So first, when you look at your day as a driver and you're on the road for 8, 10, 11, whatever long in your driver's seat, depending on traffic and where you're driving to and how long it's going to take, you can move from the driver's seat while you're driving. This is one of the biggest things I promote to truck drivers. There are safe movements that you can do to add on and kind of double down. You're already sitting there. You can't get up. There's no, you know, place for you to go. You know, why not add movement in there? And then that downtime, that dreaded downtime, like, why not come up with a little 5-minute routine, which I help you with in our membership site and in our book, that you can do to help you stay a little bit more active, fit and healthy and mobile. And when it comes to that whole, if it hurts, don't do it, here's what I've learned after studying the human body and movement and fascia, which is like a tissue all over our body, is that there are different degrees of sensation. And for many of us, if it's not pleasure, we call it pain. And pain is really okay. Pain, right? But pain is like getting your foot rolled over by a truck. Pain is shooting a nail gun into your big toe. Like, that's pain. Pain is childbirth, okay? That's pain.
Right.
Most of the time, I have three kids. Like, it's that's pain, okay? It's a, but what I've learned is that most of the time, it's just discomfort. So when I stretch my arm up overhead and I'm like, ooh, that's tight. Ooh, that's stiff. That's just a different sensation that I don't like. But what I've known to be true, I worked in a nursing home teaching movement for quite a while to people that are either in disabilities or just aging. And one of the things I learned was that what those men and women wouldn't give to be able to get their arm up overhead without help. What they wouldn't give to get up out of the wheelchair without assistance, what they wouldn't give to be able to put their own clothes on, their own shoes on, what they wouldn't give to have any ounce of freedom in their body again. And you guys, I'm here to tell you, stop blaming age on the fact that your body is stiff, tight, and sore, or that you can't do anything. Stop blaming age on the fact that you feel a certain way, and stop blaming age as a reason to not take care of yourself. You're lying to yourself. The public is lying to you. And we're falling into a trap that once you get in that hole, it's really hard to get out of.
I'm seeing a trend here. I'm seeing a trend.
When it comes to putting your shoes on,
this one can't be good. This has got to be good. I'm waiting for this.
Are you listening, John? Are you listening?
I'm listening.
All on deck? Okay. When it comes to putting your shoes on, I want you to pay attention next time you do. And do you just kind of boop, boop, slip your shoes on using only your feet? You're standing upright. You just kind of shove your foot in, never untie them. Maybe they're loosely tied so you can just get them on. Or do you fully squat down and grab your shoe and then sit down and cross one ankle over the opposite knee? There's a hip stretch there, and put your shoe on. So are we making a simple movement like putting shoes on as a full body activity? It's no different than if you're, you know, there's something on the floor that you dropped. Most of the time we just kind of like hunch down and grab it, or like pull it up with our foot or whatever it is, because we think we're too busy or whatever. But make that a full squat. Squat all the way down as far as you can, as far as your body will let you, and pick that up off the ground. You know, if we can just add on to what we're already doing, these small little things, we can really get way more out of our body. I lived in Nigeria for a year, almost 20 years ago. And one of the things I learned about the culture there, they're a third world country, one of the most poverty-stricken countries in the world. But these men and women, you know, adulthood to senior living to whatever, as you get older, are some of the most mobile, agile, healthy people you've ever seen, because they're fully using your body every single day. Modern conveniences haven't robbed them of the necessity to move your body. Now, work smarter, not harder. Absolutely. My husband's in the construction world. He drives heavy equipment. And if he can use a backhoe, he's going to use a backhoe instead of his back. But you know what? You still need to use your body. And watching those men and women for that time I was there just really solidified in my mind that we are lying to ourselves, that as we get older, we should do less. As we get older, we should take away things from our senior population that really is the freedom for them to stay mobile. Like, oh, you shouldn't cut the lawn. Really, it's a self-propelling lawnmower. Who cares if it takes 3 hours?
You know, that's one of my joys.
You know, you shouldn't wash your floor. My grandmother-in-law loved washing her floor. Sure, at 90 years old, it took her half of a day, and then she was tired after. But what else was she going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
She still get down and do that. It's like such an amazing thing. And that's probably why she's not in a wheelchair right now. But we're robbing people of these things. Yeah. And I think as a truck driver, watch yourself, because the fact that you sit all day long is going to leave you sitting all day long when you get older, unless you insert more movement into your day, unless you make a change now by implementing these small, simple strategies into your lifestyle as a driver. Because all the drivers I talked to, you both were drivers. What a driver often looks forward to is to get home and be with their family. But if you can't even move, if you're exhausted, if your body hurts, what's the point?
Yeah, I never had that. I had never had that luxury, because when I got home, it was like, okay, we got to wash the truck, and now I got to service the truck, and then I got to go to the kids' ball games, and then we didn't have a lawn chair because we were so poor. So I had to, you know what? Let's go back to the shoe thing for a minute here. I'm really struggling with the fact that I gotta squat down to pick up my shoe when it's like it's down there, and I'm worried about how the hell do I get back up. Chris, what's your theory?
Never mind, Johnny. Because I can't say that I read every word in the book, but I did read some of the book, and Hope is telling us, by the way, that sitting is bad. All right, I have a stand-up desk. I haven't seen a stand-up truck.
No.
And what do truck drivers do most often? But sit.
Oh, yeah.
Sit.
So, Hope, we've only got a few minutes left. Can you tackle or tell us a little bit about sitting is bad?
Yeah. You guys, I'm here to tell you, stop blaming age on the fact that your body is stiff, tight, and sore, or that you can't do anything. Stop blaming age on the fact that you feel a certain way, and stop blaming age as a reason to not take care of yourself. There's a saying that sitting is the new smoking, and I couldn't agree more. And as a truck driver, it isn't realistic to be standing up. Now, if you work in a cubicle, it's like, I get up every 15 minutes, walk to the water cooler, walk to the bathroom, you know, do all these things. You have the freedom to do that, right? As a truck driver or an Uber driver or a bus driver or whatever driver you are, you don't have that luxury. But what the mousetrap I'm saying that I'm giving you, what I'm suggesting is, what if there was a way for you to insert more movement while driving? And that's really a lot of biggest premise that I'm trying to promote to truck drivers, and probably why I'm a little bit different than the other people that are out there in the industry, is when you're driving down the road and your back starts hurting, or your hip starts giving you cramps, or you're just feeling, you know, not the greatest, doing what we call pelvic tilts. That's arcing and rounding your lower back, almost like there's an ice cube or a pin behind you, and then trying to push the pin into the seat, tucking your tailbone. What if you start doing that movement? What if you do that for a minute straight every 15 minutes, every 30 minutes? Like, you're not doing anything else. What if you're, while you're driving, you know, you turn your torso sideways, or, you know, you grab onto your steering wheel and you roll your shoulders? What if you roll your ankles while you're driving? What if you march in place when you're at a stoplight, or you're at a standstill, you're on cruise control? You know, all of these things increase blood flow, increase lymph flow, increase circulation, are going to help your body, are going to help your muscles stay mobile, mobilize your joints, lubricate your joints. I mean, all of these things start to add up. All of that sitting, and I'm talking about sitting where we don't do anything. I don't care if you're behind the steering wheel, you're on a couch watching Netflix, or you're behind a computer. Sitting is sitting is sitting. But if we can just add a little bit of movement into it, it doesn't have to be complicated. I think sometimes we overthink this. Like, this is movement, okay? Like, it's moving, you know? It doesn't matter. Like, stop thinking you need this magic formula. But if you want a magic formula, if you want a little direction, that's where I can come in. That's where the book can come in. If you're looking for direction, you don't know where to start, you're like, I get what you're saying, Hope. I want to eat what you're cooking, and I don't know where to start. Like, check out the book, Trucking Yoga. Check us out over on our website. But if you don't, I'll leave you with this. You deserve to live a healthy life because we need you out on the road. You deserve to live a healthy life, one that allows you to free the freedom to enjoy this body that you have to live in every single day. And you deserve to live a healthy life. No one is going to give you that health except for you. You deserve to live a healthy life. What are the changes you're going to make to have that today, tomorrow, and forever?
All right. Cool.
And cool. Hope, I think that's a great way to wind it up. A couple of things I'd like to reemphasize. Well, first of all of your contact and the links to your website and everything are all down below. But you basically said you can start with 365 changes. One of the points that I just want to say is it doesn't have to be a big change, just one small change today.
Mm-hmm. One small change, one thing done every day for a year, 1% change. If that's walking one extra lap around your truck, that's drinking one extra water bottle, that's doing, you know, five squats before you put your pants on, whatever it is, I would rather see a driver be consistent in one change than try to do 100 for 5 days and then give up.
Yep. Well, this I like the idea of this program because I can do it in the truck. I can do it in my privacy because some guys are a little, you know, a little embarrassed about being outside or something like this. And so I got a quick story I need to share because I wanted to talk about a hot yoga program that I was part of a number of years ago where what had happened was we were on a snowmobile trip and we knew the pub owner. And so we managed to stay long enough that he kicked everybody out. And the waitresses were talking about, you know, helping us be a little more limber on the snowmobile. So we kind of said,
should I cut this off now, John?
No. This is important. This is important because this is really good. So anyway, they talked about this hot yoga. And we're like, hot yoga. So what the bar owner does is he runs over and turns the furnace up. And then he got out the hooter or the shots and started putting them on the table. So all of a sudden we got hotter. And then we're standing in the middle of the room. We clear all the tables out and we're all standing there doing this hot yoga exercises, half piss tank drunk. But I'll tell you what, we all woke up the next morning and we were much more limber than normal. So we actually did say something worked because our snowmobile trip was actually a good success. So, you know, but I don't recommend doing that type of yoga driving down the road. So, but I'm glad to hear that there are exercises I can do in the seat and I don't have to worry about trying to do that. What is that famous move? The dirty down dog that you do. That's going to cut you. Isn't that what's called?
Nobody in the yoga world calls it the dirty down dog except for you. So,
okay. What is it called?
It's just the down dog. Yeah.
Oh, the down dog. Oh, okay.
Down dog. I mean, I guess so.
Oh, I just thought it was for dirty people, so I didn't know.
Oh my goodness!
I like the style.
Okay, so you've got a membership service or something like that where people can go to get more information or be part of.
Yes, we have an online platform for truck drivers. They can access it from their computer or we have an app they can download as well. We have about 200 plus videos. The whole premise is short little videos, short little tutorials, and it's all based in the truck. So what you're seeing in your everyday life is what you're viewing on the video. We have downloads, health guides, audios, meditations to listen to, sleep tracks to help you fall asleep, lots of different stuff, lots of different resources. And you can access that on our website or download the app, just Mother Trucker Yoga in your app store, and you can check that out. They can use the code MTY30 and you can check us out free for 30 days and just see what we're all about and what we're cooking and if you can benefit from it. Remember that 1% change is possible when you have the right tools and resources.
Cool.
State that code again, and I'll put it in the link down below. But what's the code again?
MTY 30.
So that would be Mother Trucker Yoga, MTY?
Yes.
Yep.
MTY 30.
30.
Hope Zavara.
30 days.
Hey, thanks for watching the episode with my co-host, Chris Harris, and myself. And we're hoping you enjoyed this, the Mother Trucker Yoga with Hope Zavara. And make sure you like, subscribe, hit that bell icon so you're notified when the next one comes up. But other than that, we hope you enjoyed it. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Trucking Risk and Insurance Podcast. Take care till then.